Thank you, Todd, and thank you, Ramesh, for the opportunity to give a lightning talk here, my first one I've ever actually done, I think, for 5 minutes. I'm not looking for another job, so I'm taking the pressure off myself, right, Todd? Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit, and just a quick overview of cotton gen, using cotton gen for crop improvement. So I'm not really going to touch on the basic side, the translational side, more on the actually applied side. And then the poster presentation, you can come and talk to us, and we'll give you much more information and detail about it. So this is Cotton Gen, the homepage for Cotton Gen. I'm just going to point out, as I usually do, a few of the features there. The top navigation bar, it's present in every page you go to in Cotton Gen, and we'll drop down links in there to the different components under those categories. A major species quick start, click on those, it takes you to a home page where you see all the data and tools available for that particular species. A tools quick start, so if you're interested in the genomic side or the genetic side of breeding or more general, you can get access there to those components that are most used in the database. And then we have a news and events section where we highlight different events that are going on or news, and whenever we have new data or new tools, we make it available there as well. We also have under the general section a work completed and work in progress, so you can always find what we're up to. In terms of data in the database, the major data, of course, is the genomes. We have seven genomes from the four different species in there, so different versions of them, genes, MRAs. Transcripts, one of the big efforts in the last about year and a half in Cotton Gen, on the more basic side, has been to distill the RNA-seq data from the published RNA-seq data that's in the short-read archive, distilling that down into useful data sets for you. So we've got this reference transcriptomes, which for different species in cotton, and that involved taking 5.6 billion reads and distilling them down into useful sections and making them available in the genome and functionally characterizing them, which you can then search. Maps, genetic maps, markers, QTLs, trait scores, germplasm, images, and publications. So we've got a lot of data in there. We've still got a lot more data to add in there that we're actively curating. In terms of tools, we have the kind of standard tools you would have in a genome database of this description, the JBrowse for the genome viewer. We map all the markers that we have to that. So when we get the genome annotations, when we get the genome sequences and the annotations, we do some further work and then we make them available. We have a new map viewer, which is actually going to replace CMAP, for those of you who have used CMAP. And it's got a lot more functionality. It's tied into the sequence that was developed out of our group and is being used by our triple databases. PathwaySight for those more interested in the basics. BLAST Plus is a new triple module. And now when you go on and you do a search against the databases in Cotton Gen, you actually get links out into the database. So if you're searching against a genome sequence, for example, and you get a hit to your sequence that you've uploaded or several to your sequences you've uploaded, you're then taken with a link right back into the database, so it makes it much more seamless for you. The same is true of you if you're on a transcript database, you're linked back into the transcripts in Cotton Gen. So it makes it much easier to get to where you want to be there. A sequence retrieval tool, and then our breeding information management system that we're developing. So I just wanted to give you a quick overview of just one example of using this, and then you can see, you know, how you can apply that. So here's an idea. You want to search QTLs. You can search QTLs by name, label, symbol. And so in the drop-down search box, you here see the search QTLs. So this takes you to this page. I've put in here what the published symbol I'm looking for is. You can do that by name, symbol, or label. I should say also, Gen curates all this, and so there's standardized QTL nomenclature in here that makes it much easier to get around as well. We've done a search, it's come up with this record. You can see here, I can click on the label, it'll take me to all the details about that particular QTL. And you can see from within here, you're then linked into further components of that in the database. So the idea is that from whichever angle you come in for, you should be able to get down, drill down to the smallest level of detail within the database, regardless of where you're coming from. And here you can see you can access these are links into the parent, the germplasm for the parents, any markers that we have for that particular QTL. So I just showed you the QTLs. The same is true of any of these categories. So if you're searching the markers, you drill down. It's the same idea. You get right down. You can download the data very easily. There's a table or as other formats within there. And we have things like, in terms of the crop improvement, searching our maps, searching the germplasm, searching the image, searching the trait evaluation data that's in there from the various collections. The breeding information management system. So this is a project that we've been developing now for probably a couple of years, and it's meant to provide breeders with a secure and comprehensive breeding information management system that is essentially that is free for them to do that, to use. It will allow them to store, manage, archive, and analyse their private breeding program data. So the idea is that it's linked up to high-performance computing. It's linked up to analysis programs. You do everything from the comfort of your particular screen, and you never have to actually leave Cotton Gen. Even though you may actually be leaving Cotton Gen, you won't know you've left it. It's meant to be fully integrated with all the publicly available genomic, genetic, and breeding data. So a breeder going in and using the data, where he's using or she's using a marker or using a particular data primers, they're able to get to all the public information that's available at that without leaving their private portal. And then what we've been advocating and people seem to be doing now is using Fieldbook app to collect their phenotypic data and upload it. And the breeding information management systems allows you to download the templates for Fieldbook for your program that you create and then re-upload the data yourself into your database. Only got a minute left. Oh, I'm out of time already. Gosh. Anyway, so just, I'm almost done, honestly. So, for where we are right now, all the data from Todd's breeding program is in there, except for the last year, which he is now in the process of loading up himself to test it. Fieldbook has been used a lot by people in the cotton community and other communities to record their data. We have most of the tools already implemented there, and Todd's testing it. And this just gives you an idea of how it looks like. So basically, these are the categories that are in there. You make lists, you can make trials, you can look at all your crosses, you can manage your data very well within the system. Quick request, comes here poster number 74 today, 4 to 5. If you use Cotton Gen, please cite us. We know of a lot of people that are using it but not actually putting it in their publication. So great you put in the URL, but we actually need the citation in there. It's important for funding. Join our mailing list to get notifications. Contact us about hosting your data, particularly if it's genetic data for us. The genome data we can get fairly easier. We provide accessions for your data. We're moving towards doing DOIs for the data that you provide so you get more credit for them. And then the other thing is please come to the ICGI conference in Scotland. It's in Edinburgh. It's beautiful. And you'll find information on the Cotton Gen conferences on the website. And just to thank our funding sources and the team who do all the work on this. And for the community support. Thank you. That was pretty good for me.